Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Thursday, the 23rd of July. In the news today, Sonny Bill Williams nears return. The Taranaki Mountaineers are back on top. Wellington Phoenix are soaring. Yes, it's a bit of a quiet news day, I will be honest, this Thursday. But hey, we will take you through it all so that you can start your day the best way, up to date with all the important sports news here on New Zealand Sports Radio. And in the football overnight, or last night, the Wellington Phoenix beat Perth Glory 1-2. Which was, as I say, important for them because they have games in hand which allow them to have control over their fate, but they do have to win them. They sit third in the table at the moment. Top of the table is Sydney FC on 51 points, so miles ahead. Melbourne City are in second with 40 points, and then Wellington Phoenix but on 23 games. And Wellington Phoenix on 22 games are in third place on 39 points. So if they win their game in hand, they will climb up to second, which will be important come finals time. So good. So the Wellington Phoenix's next game, which is on Saturday against Adelaide United, will be another important one. So all going well for the Phoenix at the moment. Moving over to England and in the EPL, Aston Villa beat Arsenal 1-0, and that was a big game. Arsenal a mid-table, so not for them so much, but more for Aston Villa, as that means they climbed up to 17th, which doesn't sound very high, folks, but it's one place above the relegation zone, which is important, obviously, for them. They are on equal points with Watford, who are in 18th now, with one game remaining. So that last game is going to be all important there. Also, West Ham sit currently in 16th place. They're drawing one all with Man United live now. If they get that 1 point for that draw, that will see them safe in 16th. So it will come down to those two sides. Well, and also Bournemouth, who are on 31 points. So all very tight at the bottom there. Man United will that draw will climb up to fourth, which means they'll automatically get into an automatic European place, moving Leicester City down to fifth. So, yes, all to play for still in the EPL over in England. And I'm going to hand you over to Ashwin, who's going to take us through our cricket update.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all our listeners and viewers there on the interweb. And in our cricket news today, Eastwick pleased with the West Indians quartet. In fewer than 2 weeks, the West Indian Pace Quartet has bowled 284 overs. That's 80 by Kemar Roach, 70 by Shannon Gabriel, 56 by Alzari Joseph, and 78 by the captain, Jason Holder. However, Roddy Eastwick, the assistant coach, isn't concerned by the workload and believes his charges will be ready to go for the third and deciding test starting at Old Trafford on Friday. He says they're pulling up quite well as they have been ready to go on the nets and that they'd be just held overnight. Other than the net sessions, they're getting to have their feet up as they prepare for that aforementioned third test. Now, in the England camp, Jimmy Anderson believes that Broad and himself are part of the strongest bowling attack for England. If we're both fit and England are picking their strongest bowling attack, we'd be in that, he said, Anderson. Broad was left out of the first test in Southampton and Anderson was left out of the second in Manchester. In saying that, Anderson also commented he didn't think they'll play every test together, but would love the opportunity in the future. Former England captain Michael Vaughan's chipped in and believes that Jofra Archer, Mark Wood and Ollie Stone need to have more game time to build towards the next winter's Ashes series, as pace will be crucial against the Australians. Now that's the British winter, obviously. And join us on Swinging for the Hip tonight, where we'll review the last test between the England and the West Indies and look forward to the decider starting again, as we mentioned before, on Friday. We'll also look at 3TC match that was played in South Africa over the weekend, that three-team cricket, 3TC. And if we get time, we'll go over a reshuffled World Cups after the announcement this week that the men's T20 World Cup has been postponed. So join us for your cricketing fix right here on New Zealand Sport Radio. We're Swinging from the Hip tonight, 8 p.m. New Zealand time. And Paul, that's our cricketing news for today.
Thank you very much, Ashwin. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen now. He's going to take us through our birthdays.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, everybody, to tuning into NZ Sports Radio and birthdays today. A prolific point-scoring fullback, a Fijian-born All Black, and finally a 2003 Queen's Birthday Honours List netballer. That's where we start this morning. Linda Wagner, born this day, the 23rd of July 1971 in Auckland, is an international netball coach and former representative player from New Zealand. Wagner played as a circle defender and was a member of the New Zealand netball team, the Silver Ferns, from 93 through to the end of 2002, ending up earning 61 caps. She was appointed a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit in 2003, Queen's Birthday Honours for Services to Netball. That's Linda Wagner. Moving right along, Seta Tamanivalu, born this day, the 23rd of July 1992, is a Fijian-born New Zealand rugby union player and former All Black. Tamanivalu played at centre and occasionally on the wing for Taranaki, the Chiefs, and the Crusaders in Super Rugby. Tamanivalu linked up with Bordeaux in the French Top 14 in 2018. That's Seta Tamanivalu. And finally this morning, that pretty much wraps it up in birthdays. Just the two birthdays this morning. Sorry, beg your pardon. There is one more. Adrian Cashmore, born this day, the 23rd of July, 1973, in Tokoroa, New Zealand. He is a New Zealand rugby union player who played for both Auckland and Bay of Plenty provincially and Auckland Blues and the Chiefs in Super Rugby. Cashmore, who was a prolific point scorer, also made two appearances for the All Blacks and spent a season playing for Ospreys in Wales. That's it for birthdays this time. Take two. Back to you, Paul. Be back with some league news.
Thank you very much, Stephen. I got the opportunity to interview Tamanivalu just before he left to go to over to France. And he says he'd come back to Taranaki. So that's really his home nowadays. So, yeah, hopefully he'll return back there and get himself involved in the sport. You're listening to New Zealand Sports Radio, your best way to start the day up to date with all the important sports news. A correction to a piece we talked about yesterday, which was the parliamentary rugby game that's taking place this weekend at 2:30. We said that Ashley Brown would be playing at 7, but actually he's been given the 13 jersey, so that he's in the centres, not off the scrum. It was also... sorry for that incorrect information we gave you yesterday. Our thoughts go out to Brett Impey, who has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. He'll be undergoing chemotherapy treatment over the next 3 to 4 months, and currently he is still at work. So we wish him all the best, a speedy recovery for that. What will be a sort of blood or lymphatic cancer in there. I'm going to hand you back now to Stephen, who's going to take us through our NRL update.
Thank you, Paul. Good everybody in league news this morning. SBW set for a sensational switch. Todd Payton disappointed with other NRL clubs. And speaking of Todd Payton, he has put the experienced Adam Blair on notice. But it's with Sonny Bill Williams we start our league news with this morning. The Sydney Roosters are one of the NRL Premiership favourites, and they could get even stronger with the club reportedly on the verge of signing SBW. According to the Sydney Morning Herald, the club is in negotiations with the 34-year-old on a deal which could see him return for the final four rounds of the season before partaking in a finals campaign. Williams has been linked with an NRL return after his Super League club, Toronto Wolfpack, withdrew from the competition. Roosters boss Nick Politis had lunch with Williams manager Coden Nasser this week, and the veteran admitted he wouldn't make an NRL comeback without consulting with Politis. The idea of playing in the NRL has real appeal to me, and I wouldn't go down that road without speaking to Nick Politis first, Williams told Channel 9 News. Moving right along, Warriors interim coach Todd Payton says he feels let down by other NRL clubs who are refusing to help out the Warriors in their final hour of need. The club are looking for 5 lone players to replace those returning or have already returned to New Zealand, and it's looking increasingly unlikely that they'll get anybody. Speaking to the media on Wednesday, Payton said clubs have been saying in the media that they appreciate the sacrifices the Warriors have made. Of course they have. They've been saying that since the beginning of the season. The reality is, when it's come to nitty-gritty, hey, it's all about getting our team across the line first and not worrying about that. So they appreciate the sacrifices the Warriors have made and want to help out, but have been saying things very different behind closed doors. Sounds a little bit like the NRL promising 4 players they'd be able to bring their families over. That was never going to happen. You've got to go through the government first. There are a lot of clubs going through injuries at the moment. There are some clubs making it hard for us to get lone players, Payton said. Payton was then asked if he felt let down by other NRL teams and confirmed he did. Absolutely. He said, I think there are several clubs and coaches that will say publicly that we're doing a great thing and would love to help us out and would do anything to help to do that. But when it comes to the crunch, they're not in. So that's very, very disappointing. And seriously, at the end of the day, this is a competition and it comes down to clubs looking after their own, regardless of what's said. And just a couple of final stories. Adam Blair's future at the Warriors looks increasingly uncertain, with interim coach Todd Payton saying he would have dropped the test veteran if it wasn't for his experience. According to media outlets, Blair made just 45 metres from 5 runs during his side's loss to Cronulla. He also missed 3 tackles and made 1 error. That poor showing has seen him drop to the bench ahead of this weekend's clash with the Roosters at the expense of rookie Jermaine Tonua Brown and Panthers lone Jack Hetherington. And one more story I'm going to touch on this morning. Now, there's a real battle going on for a very, very young player between both rugby and league. Joseph Suali, who's only 16 years old. Now, he apparently signed a reported $1.7 million NRL deal spread across 3 years with the Rabbitohs last month. But then apparently he's now done a backflip on the deal to sign a $3 million contract deal with Rugby Australia. CEO Rob Clark, however, said that figure is incorrect. Now, I think Rob Clark is the current CEO of Australia at this time. But, Paul, that pretty much wraps up league news. But what do you think of that? Is that figure a little bit out there, given Australia's precarious situation financially?
it has definitely caused a stir over in Australia, because obviously there's a lot of players, well, all the players had to take pay cuts, and Australia Rugby have laid off a lot of people. So yes, the optics of it are very poor. You think that would have to be loaded with bonuses. If that is the number that he has to achieve X number of caps, and that kind of thing. So yeah, you'd say that there is possibly some truth in the number, but it's probably unlikely that it'll actually achieve that number, because of the way that it's structured would be my guess, which is why I think where the discussion will be. But the Australian media has been known to exaggerate numbers before. For example, the Israel Folau payout was supposed to be X amount, and it turned out to be something much, much lower. So yes. There could be, I would take the numbers with a pinch of salt, really. You're quite right.
Also, Paul, the other thing I just want to quickly get your opinion on, obviously not a lot of news around this morning, but probably something interesting to discuss, that it seems as though a lot of those NRL clubs also, you know, they kind of admire what the Warriors do in terms of the sacrifices they made. You know, you kind of often think to yourself, when they're making those comments, they're almost just thinking about themselves, going, yeah, we've got a competition up and running because everybody's committed to it. But when pushes really come to shove, it comes down to those individual teams looking after their own. Don't you agree?
No, absolutely. And you've got to say that, are they looking after their own in the fact that if they don't have the Warriors, would that breach some of their TV obligations and broadcast obligations? Therefore, they wouldn't get so much money. Maybe that's it's more down to that than anything else for some of the clubs. I personally do like a comment I heard from the NRL a few years back, which was they compete on the pitch and collaborate off the pitch. And they need to remember that they're stronger as a competition than as an individual. You've got to have somebody to play against. And that's something that New Zealand rugby can learn from as well.
Well, one question before I go, and I'll be back tomorrow morning, but I'll leave everybody with this this thought. Where is Peter Volande's stance on this? Because the silence is deafening right now.
Very true. Yep. And for a man who is known for being outspoken and making a noise, you're right. He is, his absence is definitely felt. Moving on then to snow sports. And Snow Sports New Zealand yesterday announced that the New Zealand Junior Freeride Tour will be back in 2020, taking place at the Remarkables on the 5th and 6th of September, followed up by Mount Olympus on the 10th to the 13th of September. And that's being sponsored by Sun God, who make sunglasses. So great to see that tournament is back up and running. So if you're a junior freerider, get signed up for that, folks. In the Sals NBL last night, we had two games. The Taranaki Mountaineers beat the Nelson Giants 102-95. And the Canterbury Rams, poor run continues. They lost 81-90 to the Auckland Huskies. That means that the Taranaki Mountaineers join the Otago Nuggets and the Manawatu Jets with 16 points at the top of the table, but have played one more game. Then there's a bit of a gap forming now down to the Auckland Huskies and the Franklin Bulls. In fourth, equal, both on 12 points, before we drop down again. Another two-game gap to the Nelson Giants, and then the Canterbury Rams at the bottom there on 6 points. So, and this evening, a big game is being lined up. First off, we'll have the Franklin Bulls against the Taranaki Mountaineers. So that would let that would enable the Airs to go top there of the table. Then we have the top two facing off in the second game this evening, the Otago Nuggets versus the Manawatu Jets. That could be an absolute cracking game. So do dial into that on Sky Sports this evening. You are now up to speed with all of the important sports news. Don't forget, you can listen to New Zealand Sports Radio on the go. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite pod catcher. And we'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. with the morning sports briefing. And don't forget, you get your cricket fix this evening with Swinging from the Hip at 8 p.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.